Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh, what a time we are living in. Boy, we must be some great souls to have signed up for this, huh? To help us all get through this. We must be pretty awesome, but we know that. I got a lot of information for you here, guys. Lots and lots and lots and lots of information here for you. Okay. You know, we were watching this movie, The Aronauts, last night. It's really good. I really recommend it. But she said to her co-star in the movie, "We don't change the world by looking at it, but the way we live in it." And I thought, my God, you know, it's really getting mainstream, what we're teaching, what we're living, what we're studying, what we're knowing, right? I just love that, so I wanted to share that with you. I think I told you also in Jingle Jangle, the little girl said to the little boy, "Well, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right," quoting Einstein. So, you know, it's getting out to the mainstream, and a lot of our work and what you do and holding the light is a part of that. Let's just please make the statement together, which they are again begging us to make every day of this year, to help regain the balance in this world. Let's just say it quietly with me. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love. For all energy in all dimensions, I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. And so it is. Okay, somebody on another show asked me about QAnon. I have to tell you, I don't know diddly pop doodle about QAnon. I have not studied it or looked into it. I just blindly asked the channel what was the highest knowing, and that's the newest direction that came in when I was working with some of my co-healers over the week, is not... We want to ask, what's our highest knowing about whatever we're working on? And what they told me, and I just rechecked it, is that QAnon is the closest thing to dark energy we have on this planet, what we think of as dark energy. So don't kill the messenger. I don't know anything about it, like I said, but that is the highest knowing for us to know. And again, beware of false prophets. The next thing is, you know, I'm channeling for almost 200 people in Jennifer McLean's program right now. Guys, everybody stop and listen. If you are not accepting that you are God, you have to be limiting your creation. You have to be. Because if there's any part of you that believes You are not the creator of your own life. That signal goes out into the universe, and the universe is trying to put that together with create more money for me. Create more money for me, but I don't have the power to create it. Doesn't work. So whatever you need to do to get comfortable with the fact, now, you know, our channel has said that the definition of God is all thought and all possibility. So can you accept that you are all thought and all possibility? Can you define yourself as love, divine love? Because it's all God. You don't have to use the word God. You just have to know you are it. You are all thought and all possibility available for your direction. It's all within you, guys. You've got to start within you, the power of you. You're creating these frequencies within yourself first. So don't be looking to your mate. Don't be blaming your parents. Don't be waiting for the money or waiting for the signs from the divine. It's within you because you are all thought and all possibility. There's a lot of little pieces here, so everybody focus. When we direct energy, they want us to be very clear. I took you through this last week. That includes galaxies and galaxies and galaxies and galaxies that have not even been discovered. Okay? And we are directing all that energy to partner with us and create with us through our constant and conscious direction. I'm asking you to please read the daily e-blast this week. They had me write e-blast specifically to help everybody hold the balance and keep the direction in this upcoming very important inauguration week. They want you to know that the Biden-Harris team will be okay. There will be protests. Look toward what you want. Find the joy, find the love, find the safety, find whatever it is that makes it possible for you to keep your heart open and keep your chakras open. A little over 1 week after Biden takes office, sorry, they keep correcting me, Biden-Harris, a little more after 1 week after they take office, the vaccine will become much more available to more people in a more organized way. Okay, that's all I have on my paper, but they're telling me there's something else, and we're going to a core belief. This page here, 32. When I am loved, I am depressed. No. When we're loved, we're joyful. When we're loved, we soar into excitement and appreciation. There's a word that's hanging out here, and there you go. When we're loved, we are in our knowing, our highest knowing, the highest knowing that you can have about anything is love. Okay. So we're all coming forward to direct all energy in all dimensions and all galaxies to partner with us in this command. When I am loved, I am joyful, and excited and in my highest knowing. And so it is. Now can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. All right, here I come. Oh my gosh, Joy. Whoops, Joy. Why is this not working? There it is. Joy, on, baby.
Yes, I heard it. All right. I was going to tell you my story quickly, but I'm not going to.
Why?
I'm just going to ask, what is the highest knowing for the burning in my solar plexus this morning?
Worry. That's the first word they gave me. What are you worried about, Joy?
Okay. that's funny.
You're worried about the world.
I'm worried about my place in it, I guess. The first time I ever felt this burning was when I was getting ready to graduate from high school, and it caused me to miss a lot of school. So I went, but when I got back, somebody drove me home. We were in a car accident. I had a near-death experience. I changed what I was going to do, and that didn't work. And I have just recently changed my broadcast message to the world, and I feel like I'm a completely different person. So this is
you expanding, Joy.
Yes.
Guys, okay. Things are going so fast right now. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe the privates that I've done this week. Off the charts. So just know the energy's moving really fast. And if there's anything in you that is fighting it in any way, it's going to cause indigestion. It's going to cause you not being able to digest the world and your place in it. Joy, your place in it as the God of you is to bring forward your highest knowing and truth.
Yep.
And the channel says you're doing that.
Yes.
So you have to break that sense memory that you're going to have another car accident and almost die because you are moving into your power now again.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Guys, in no way do we ever have to pay for embracing our power through divine love. That's an old, old, old religious belief that has no basis in the fact of energy. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm an old Catholic, so I really had all that stuff in spades when I was younger.
Well, yes. And we know that we're 90% water. Water retains its memory for all time. So I would work with my little girl just to make sure she's on board with you, Joy.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. All righty. We're going to... Oh, I thought I saw... I'm just going to take it in order. Emily, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. Where's
that? It was... Well, last week on the call, we discovered that I indeed did have COVID, which I didn't know, but I had it end of January. That came out from the channel. And so I'm very curious about COVID and immunity. And when I test, I get that I am immune to getting COVID. And so I'm curious what the channel has around that.
Okay, the first thing I heard was, as you believe, it's delivered unto you.
Yeah.
We know that that's the rule across all rules. Now, there's a part of you that is hoping that's true, but not truly knowing that it's true.
Okay.
So what would you like to choose today?
I choose to know that I am immune to COVID.
Okay. I would get up every morning and go, I know I am immune to COVID. Now, that's still, so let's explore this a minute, because they're saying that doesn't mean don't wear a mask.
Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely.
Because you're wearing a mask, again, as it came out in Predictions Week, for the greater good.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I wouldn't change anything about following all the protocols.
And also, hold on, can we get some definitive information about that? They are not sure that if you have one kind of COVID, that makes you immune for these new strains that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why everybody still needs wear a mask, wash your hands. You know, I read an article and they just seemed astonished at the fact that the flu season was almost non-existent this year. Well, no shit. Everybody's wearing masks and washing their hands and staying away from each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, duh.
Yeah.
Right? So, ultimately, let me finish this and then I'll come back in. Ultimately, hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switched, this is the highest doing. Ultimately, that they will find that the other strains do react positively to the vaccines, but we do not have that proof yet. So that's the fullest information that I'm hearing.
Got it. And
okay.
What I was curious about, because just in thinking forward to this prediction that by this coming December, COVID will be a distant memory, I just started thinking, what would need to happen in order to, that feels a little miraculous. What would need to happen in order for that to become our reality? And I wondered whether they're going to be able to fine-tune testing for antibodies and, you know, whether people are.
Again, the first thing they gave me after you asked the question was, when enough people believe that COVID is handled and done, it will be.
Okay.
There are millions and millions and millions of people that think we still need it. So now that I have that piece of information, I want to know why. Well, we know that the energetic cause of COVID is I have no control. But why is it that people think we have to keep it to be okay? Is that the highest, this page here? Okay, well, it's the belief I'll never be good enough. So I leave. So I'll never be good enough to participate in this being gone. I have no control over it. This is just something that happens to everybody. But we know the more we live in love and direct all of our energy to be in alignment and be the frequency of health and wellness through divine love, we know that there are things we do to keep ourselves healthy, like Emily getting COVID and not even knowing it.
Yep.
Are you there? Okay.
Yep.
So you are good enough, guys. You are the divine creative force. You have to accept the responsibility of choosing and directing exactly what you want. And in this case, it's not to have COVID gone. It's to live in a world of health and wellness through divine love in every subject, politics, money, our physical bodies, our mental health, everything. That's what we direct the energy to create. And the more of us that do it, the more the collective consciousness picks it up. And then COVID's a distant memory. Yeah, they keep saying the end of this year, the first of next year. Those are the highest words. Yep, distant memory.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Amazing.
So,
wow.
I'm going to accept
that.
That
was so illuminating.
Yeah, I'm going to accept that and believe it.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Love you, babe.
Hallelujah. Love
Hallelujah.
You.
Yippee and woohoo. All righty, we're going to Kathy in Kentucky.
Hi,
baby.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty awesome. Thank you.
Well, this goes along with the COVID. Being a teacher, they're going to give us the opportunity to get the vaccinations in the next 2 or 3 weeks before we go back to school. But I was hoping maybe the channel could give me some information as to whether or not I should consider it.
Absolutely, 100%. That's your answer. Why?
Wow.
Why do you think you shouldn't?
Why
would anybody not want to get this vaccine? I'm talking as D now. Why would anybody not want to get the vaccine, Kathy?
I guess I just haven't had good experiences in the past with things like that. So there's a
element. But Kathy,
yes.
Remember, the belief always comes first. So you need to change your belief around having mixed experiences with vaccines.
Okay.
Actually, with medicine as a whole. Because again, guys, as you believe, it is delivered to you. It's if you can grasp that principle in your life, you can change your life within days. As you believe, what are my beliefs around this? Are my beliefs going to give me what I want? Well, in this case, you want to be healthy and happy and safely inoculated from this virus so you can joyfully teach your kids.
We're also saying that we are intending to be healthy and well, then would we still need it?
Well, if we are all thought and all possibility, which is God, which is the creative force, and we all asked for help to heal this virus, and all thought and all possibility brought in this vaccine, why would you not want to participate in what you created?
Mm.
Does that help?
Well, if they're also saying that they don't know for sure whether or not it will take care of all of the different strains, how does that fit into the picture?
Well, I would start directing, and I just actually addressed that in the last call. Were you listening?
Oh, yes, I was.
Okay. So I addressed
that. I just didn't connect the dots.
Yeah. So, again, guys, do you see, Kathy, how you're going, you're allowing your focus to go onto the fear and the doubt instead of the knowing and the direction of energy? They're saying, what are you doing? How are you directing your energy? If you're hearing people say that and your energy is attracted to that, you are telling yourself, oh, there's a negative limiting belief I have that I need to address. How can I make it positive and direct it in a positive way? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Just start claiming, not in the future, guys. Today, I am perfect health and wellness. Today, I am divine love. I know. I'm clear. Okay? Direct what you want instead of doubting from what everybody else is saying. All right, baby, you can do this. You know enough about these principles to do it. You just have to do it, Kathy, okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweet thing. All right, we're going to Laura in Georgia. Laura, is this your first call?
It is.
Welcome, honey.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to be joining you in Jennifer McLean's program, so I'll get to talk to you again, I hope.
Oh, great. Well, you are going
to
get one good program there, baby cakes.
Yes, thank you. Well, I love you, so I'm confident of that. But I'm not sure whether to ask you a personal health question or a money question. I think I'm going
to
ask.
They
want
to go to money because it's the same thing, but they want to go to money to bring it in.
Okay. Well. I have my own business, and I'm wanting to really create some passive revenue this year. And I've just been presented with an opportunity. I have to do some more due diligence, but it's kind of a unique mastermind investment kind of thing. And I wonder what the channel says. The woman that is spearheading it is super smart and well-connected, and it seems to be good. But, you know, it's an investment, and I'm a little scared about it, honestly.
Why are you scared? Because you have to invest in something you want?
Well, I'm not sure this is the best vehicle, basically. I do invest in things that I want. It's more about, you know, will it give me the return that I want? Part of me doesn't, you know, it would help create passive revenue, which is something I really would like to start doing.
So you directed, you told the universe, I want to create passive revenue, and they brought you this opportunity. Now.
Oh, okay.
You want to create passive revenue that's easy and very successful, where you serve people and feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there's a but. The but.
Yeah. That's a great question. But is it really possible for me? Or, you know,
everything is possible, Laura. You are all thought and all possibility.
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean, guys. We're all expanding, and it's happening so fast. You cannot be afraid of your expansion. You have to embrace it. So just to give you a yes or no question, the channel thinks this is a great opportunity. And and as you believe, it will play out.
Yeah.
Well, so I would commit to the success and the ease of this and know it's going to pay off for you.
Okay. I know it's always a simple, but we make it hard, don't we, my goodness?
Yes, we do. We mind screw ourselves to death. Yes.
Well, and that's part of, you know, I've had a lot of pain in my right leg and my right knee. It's really tight, and I've done all kinds of physical stuff like physical therapy.
Yeah, walk forward, Laura.
I wondered.
Walk forward in your power.
Okay. Okay, they really see that. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, but the important thing is you've got to see it.
Yeah.
You see, you're calling in to get permission for you to commit to it. Now it's up to you to commit.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot and will not commit for you.
Right.
So ultimately, it's always about our belief system and whether we're fighting the very thing we say we want.
Yeah, we sure do that. Why would I fight more abundance? I don't get that.
Well, let's find out. First sheet? Everybody's balanced. 1, 2, 5. Well, they're taking me to the signals we send out. So you're getting back a very, very, very old signal that you've been sending out since 4 years old. Around,
oh,
I
wow.
I can't get what I want. So what comes up when you were a little girl around that age? Your mom is really the key in to finding it.
Huh. I'm not sure what that would be, other than, you know, my mother was a housewife and didn't work and, you know, didn't really see women as money makers. But that was
let's
right?
stop there. So at 4 years old, you said, oh, this is the way the world works. Women don't make money.
Wow.
Yeah, guys.
Like saying happily.
I keep telling you, go back and look at your lives 0 to 8 years old. What were you taught? What did you watch that was modeled to you? You
mm-hmm.
will connect the dots. Go listen to my TED Talk again.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
mm-hmm.
about that. Okay, Laura?
Thank you so much. I will.
Yes. Jump in and be positive. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. All right. I'm going to screw this name up. Dionysus? Did I say that right?
Well, pronunciation is a matter of perception, but nevertheless, it's Dionysus, and I'm okay with
Dionysus. Much prettier than how I said it. Dionysus. Is that a Greek god?
Yes. I always joke. He's the Greek god of wine and
I love you already.
I always joke that my dad must have been a little drunk to have named me, you know, when he named me. So.
Oh, that's funny. Well, welcome, honey. What can we do for you?
Thank you. This is the first time I'm hearing your program. I don't know anything of your work, but I look forward to learning. I guess the question I would ask is, I don't know what type of questions to ask, but let's just say, maybe what do you sense my spiritual gifts are, and or what do you sense my life purpose to be? I don't know if that's a plausible question or not.
Let me answer the second one first.
Okay.
Everybody's first purpose on this earth is to know they are the gods of them, and that through self-choice and self-responsibility, they must and do create themselves in their lives.
I know this.
Through
so
the direction of energy.
Yes,
okay.
I'm aware of this. So now I guess more specifically, what you think suited for me.
Hold on, baby. They're saying
Sorry.
You don't live it, though. You know it, but you're not living it. So let's find out. Just to teach you a little bit about the work, where you're fighting yourself around this. Sheets, book. Give me any song that pops into your little bean brain.
I actually hear it in the exact key, C sharp minor, Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
Okay. I mean, I know it's an instrumental, but what is that song about to you?
It's more of a melancholic song, but it evokes okay.
Because sadness does not create what you want.
To further give some detail, it has three movements. So the first movement is melancholic, the second movement is joyful, and the third movement it is indicative of power. So,
well, there's a little part of you, baby, that's stuck in the first movement.
Perhaps.
Guys, we don't need sadness. We don't need struggle. We don't need to climb those different areas in order to create what we want. We simply have to know and be clear, choose and direct, and feel love around everything we want. So there's a little part of you that wants to go to the fixing or the drama.
No.
Okay.
I just was recently diagnosed as being on the spectrum, and it's changed my life entirely. And I guess I've always had a clear sense of myself and my life purpose and the fact that I am the creator of my reality since I was maybe, you know, five. I've always been quite different from my peers. And so I guess currently I am re-indexing the entirety of my life through this new found self-realization of my autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah, and you know what my channel, what my channel says about autism is that you guys are dealing people with autism on a much higher energetic spectrum than we are, that you are getting information in a much higher way if you don't judge yourself or allow others to bring you down with their judgment.
Yes.
And that really, to answer your question, is why you're here.
I see.
Is to learn to embrace your own power and accept yourself as the powerful channel that you are. Do you know you're a channel?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would start living it and using it in whatever way you can, baby. So nice to have you join us. Hope to have you back. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Heather in Denver. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hi, everyone. I guess I have two questions, if possible, if we have time. The first is I just had a lot of anxiety come up this week, and I'm sure other people do. So I guess the question is...
Well, about what?
You know, I couldn't really nail it. It was like everything made me anxious. And
well,
it
okay,
was...
let me tell everybody. Anxiety is when you feel like you have no control.
Okay.
As soon as you claim your control and your direction of energy and stay in your knowing, the anxiety will subside. Now, there is some slight hormonal chemical imbalance that's adding to this, Miss Heather. So,
okay.
I would direct my hormones to all be in balance the next time you go to your doctor and have your physical. Just have him, you know, run a thyroid panel and hormones and adrenals. Your adrenals are a little low. Guys, everybody's under so much stress with all this, not only our own lives and COVID, but all the crap that's going down in the government and all this. We really have to look away from that. And I mean look away from it. Somebody wrote me, I'm not going to look away, I'm going to witness it. Well, it's fine if you witness it while you are directing what you want. If you're witnessing all the drama and getting all up in it and not claiming and directing what you want, you're going to create more anxiety. Are you with me, Heather?
I'm with you. I would say that when I started dealing with my issues of not feeling supported, being more cognizant of being in my body and focusing ahead, that it really helps. So what you're saying
yes.
totally makes sense.
Yes, the more you take control over your beliefs, your breathing, you know. Again, guys, the channel says the deep breathing exercise is the most important exercise they've ever given us. How many of you are doing that daily? Ask yourself. Okay. Well, if you want to get what you all say you want to get, I would do what you are being given to do. Choose your thoughts. Choose your feelings. Do the breathing exercise. Not because it's a bunch of empty affirmations, because the breathing exercise takes those directions, opens up the vagus nerve, and sends it throughout your entire body, which then electrically is sent out to the universe. 10 minutes a day. Can you give yourself 10 minutes a day to change your life? Can you, Heather?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's do it then, baby. There's nothing else. I wouldn't put a lot of worry on it.
Okay.
Just keep telling yourself to be balanced hormonally. I am balanced hormonally. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
and
sweetheart.
Then, do we have time for my second question?
Yes.
My dog has been acting weird this week and just been a little, like, reactive and a little crazy.
Yeah, because you're anxious.
Okay.
So your dog is going, all right, Mom, I'll absorb some of this for you, but this is what it looks like.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Yeah, our little furry animals, guys, our furry friends, they show us right in our face what we need to deal with. We're going to Wilma in Ottawa. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi, sweetheart. I can hear
hi.
You.
Hi, I'm so happy I got on. The last few Sundays, every time I call, I'm in the queue and the call drops, and I call back and I get dropped again. But this is divine timing, because at the beginning of today's call, my question always is usually about limitation with finances, blah, blah, blah. Dee, when you were saying about we don't all get the, until you get the I am God, I am all thoughts and all possibilities, I could feel such a rush through me. So I think I've finally, the space has been opening up the last few days. I think I've finally connected and gotten
it. You have.
It.
You have.
So
now,
then, right.
You just want to know, Wilma, that you are the frequency of money. I want all of you to go within your bodies and your hearts and your brains right now. Just close your eyes and go within. That's where money starts. That's where it's created. The more you connect money with love and your heart center, the more the universe sends to you. Miraculously. So I don't want money. Not I am creating money. I am money. I am the frequency of love that is creating money right now within me. And then that signal gets sent out, and then the universe goes, oh, let's take some money down to Wilma. You got it?
I got it. That was awesome.
Great.
I do have one quick question. The
okay.
caller that asked about COVID threw me
yes.
a curve, because I have I had the flu shot once and I got the symptoms of the flu. So I've never had the flu shot again, and I'm in my mid 60s. So I've not had the flu since then. And with this COVID shot that they're talking about, your answer to that woman surprised me, because you said, why wouldn't everybody get it? I have a knowing that I don't need it.
Then you don't.
So now I'm in a flux. Yeah, so I'm in a flummox, because I'm thinking my knowing is I don't need it. I'm never going to get it. And therefore, that's done.
For you, that's a true statement. For her, it wasn't.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, perfect. That's the part that threw me.
Again, guys, if you have questions, as I believe it is delivered to me. As I believe. What are my beliefs around this? What is my knowing around this? Okay?
So all now, right, Dee, as I believe, my knowing is I am the frequency of money. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. You bet. Be well. All right, we're going to Vicki in Oregon. Hi, babe. Now you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
thank you,
you bet.
Thank you for taking my call. Longtime listener. Just love you. Love you, love you, love you.
Thank
you're
you. Back at you, at you. I don't know why our connections are breaking up a little bit, but we're going to keep going. So what's up, Vicki? What can I help you with?
Well, just curious. My brother, who has been a community member, passed on Friday, and he's called in and spoken to you on numerous occasions. He had esophageal cancer. Last conversation you had with him was about him not speaking his truth, was the energetic cause behind all of that.
I still but get I, a yes on that. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think
but
he overcame
Vicki,
that. So.
Just know that, remember, guys, nobody leaves without choice.
I agree. Correct. So you I'm
know,
just here with my other brother is here, and we're just wondering if you're getting anything coming through from him.
Well, I will ask. He's good. He's happy. There is a message he wants to give. Move on. He really wants you to know that you have his permission to move on, which is very important. You know, because a lot of us subconsciously think we are honoring our people that pass over by using the deaths to limit our happiness, take us out of power in some way, make us experience guilt in some way. He said, we don't give... Pardon my French, but these are the words I'm being given. He doesn't give a rat's ass about any of that on the other side.
Awesome.
All they want, all he wants, is for you to move on and be happy. And is there a dog in the picture somewhere?
Yeah, there is here at my house, yeah.
Okay. I never got this before. He said he will speak to you through the dog. He will communicate with you both. Because the dog is unconditional love, and that's what he wants to give you.
Wow. That's amazing. We were just talking. My brother and I were just talking about the relationship with this whole thing with my dog. And he spent a number of months here while he was dealing with the cancer. And we were talking about different aspects and how the dog was affected just right before we were on this call with you.
Yeah,
so for that to come through, that's key, Dee.
Yeah. Key. See, and you started to get it through your own channel. You just didn't quite understand what the message was. You didn't know it was him. Basically, he's laughing. Did
wow.
he have a good sense of humor, your brother?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He was great, great open heart. He was in so many ways my spiritual mentor for many, many years.
Well,
he guided me along this path.
He still will be.
Through no
love. Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. All right. Got time, I think, for one more quick one. Paul, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's your question?
I'd like to get in better alignment with my health and wellness, in particular. My feet have a metatarsal challenge. It hurts to walk. And also, there's times, like, normally I'm, most of the time I'm really doing great, really great, happy, peaceful, enjoying life. There's times though in the day or sometimes at night, there's some inner unrest or discomfort or tension. And it's keeping me, how do I get better in alignment so I'm always feeling connected? Because when I check out, when I feel that discomfort, I check out a bit and I'm not in my I am presence of creating.
Well, I am creating, but
that's not where I want to create from.
Yeah, you never leave your I am presence, guys, and it never leaves you. You just use it differently. Your I am presence.
I want to use it in the optimum way.
Okay.
How do I align myself better with that?
Okay. What they're saying is you feel it at night because during the day you're busy and your brain is occupied. And then at night, not so much. And this anxiety takes you over. And
yeah,
the highest anxiety is, I can never be God. So during the day, when you're busy, you go, oh, this is all subconscious, of course. You go, oh, well, I'm busy and I'm producing and I'm doing stuff, so I'm the God of me now. And then at nighttime, you get there and go, oh, but I've got all these fears and I've got all these worries, and now I'm not the God of me anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you don't
stop
being all thought and all possibility, Paul, at night. And again, they're bringing in the deep breathing. Sit there for a few minutes and deep breathe. And on the exhale, just say, I know I'm the God of me. And on the next breath, everything's just fine and I'm happy. And on the next breath, I'm at peace, in love and joy. Everything's fine. I know I'm in control here. Now, can you guys feel already the difference between, oh my God, I get to nighttime and I get all this anxiety? Again, I want you to understand, people, that everything you say is a direction to your I am. So if you say, I'm so tired, I am the God of me who is tired. The universe and your body has to give you more tired. I am the God of me who is anxious. The universe and your body has to give you more anxiety. So I am the God of me who is peaceful and who knows and is always creating the love and the peace that I want. Your answer to your question, Paul, is to be very, very present in peacefully and calmly directing exactly what you want. Okay?
Even at the times where it feels uncomfortable, that's when I with the presence and creating the ease.
That's especially when you want to do it.
I love it. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart.
What do you get?
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm cut you off. I'm sorry. It's 9:55 and I've got to end the show. Stephen will just rip me one. You went over again, Dee, you know, because I could stay with you guys forever. All right. Please read the daily emails. Please stay in your knowing. Get up every day and go, today I know and I am clear and I am creating peace and love right now in this moment of every moment. All right, let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes,
iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.